We're going to be on the record in matter of ADKT-0625, in matter of amendment to Supreme Court Rule 48.1, regarding fee waivers for peremptory challenges. The matter was pursued on the court's behalf by Justices Pickering and Stiglitz.
First of all, welcome everyone, and thank you for the work that went into producing the draft of 48.1. Briefly, the proposal is to amend 48.1 governing peremptory challenges for providers of clients who are eligible for legal aid so they do not have to pay the $450 fee that it takes to file and perfect a peremptory challenge in a civil suit. There was some discussion about the wisdom of the peremptory challenge rule at all. And we take no position on that in the context of this petition. Rather, the point is if people who are able to pay for a peremptory challenge can do so and have the privilege of doing that, that should also be extended to those who lack the resources to pay. And the Access to Justice Commission and the subcommittee that was put together on this looked at that and concluded that difference should not endure. So we leave for another day the discussion of the merits of the peremptory challenge rule itself, but present only that if we're going to have it, it should be available to all, whether you can pay for it or not. So that's the point of today's proposed amendment.
Justice Stiglitz, did you have anything?
No, I don't have anything to add.
Anybody in Las Vegas wish to speak on behalf of the ADKT? You come on up to the podium. Thank you.
Thank you. Bailey Bordelin for the record with Legal Aid Center of Southern Nevada. I've submitted remarks on behalf of all of the legal aid providers in the state. We just want to thank the commission for all of their work and the leadership of the justices on vetting this issue and you all being willing to hear it. As Justice Pickering said, our main conversation was just a component of fairness. If a tool exists, it should exist for those who can afford it as well as those who cannot afford it. You'll see in what we've submitted that we did work with the AOC to determine they were comfortable with any fiscal impact that it may have. And we did do a survey of the legal aid providers, and none of us believe that this would change the volume in which we are filing these. We were able to identify two filings of all five providers in the last 5 years. So it's not a tool that we plan to start increasing with frequency. Rather, it was just something that was identified as perhaps an oversight to not be rolled into the current fee waiver and the process that the legal aid providers use to waive fees. And through our research determined that that was also the best practice throughout the country and that Nevada's current rules and exception of that from the fee waiver processes was an outlier. So thank you for your time. And if you have any questions, we also have Nevada Legal Services here.
Thank you. Anybody have any questions? Ms. Borland, thank you. Anybody else in Las Vegas wishing to speak on behalf of the ADK team?
Alex Cherub, Executive Director of Nevada Legal Services. Thank you to the justices for looking into this issue. I just want to reiterate the importance of fairness and access to justice, and that this rule proposal does focus on that fairness and is a key component of our ability to have access to justice for all in Nevada. And the work of the subcommittee was very important in identifying the other component that is integral to this discussion today, which is best practices. And we do see that in a comparative analysis, this is very meaningful to low-income individuals. So on behalf of Nevada Legal Services and the Access to Justice community, just wanted to demonstrate that we were part of the discussion and look forward to the proposed rule.
Can I ask a question? Is there, and I probably should ask Ms. Borland as well, what would be the distinction between informa pauperis and a generic person who's being represented by legal aid?
I don't believe that there is a distinction in this rule proposal.
Okay.
Yeah. And the, if I may, the access to justice component is a key aspect to that particular piece.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else wishing to speak? Do we have anybody in Carson City that wishes to speak on behalf of the ADK team?
There's nobody present in the courtroom.
Before we adjourn, I would like to acknowledge and thank Brad Lewis, who's present in the audience, for his work in driving this as well. He helped organize the research in the subcommittee. Thank you, Brad.
All right, there's nobody in Carson City. Anybody in Las Vegas that wishes to speak in opposition to the ADK team? Nobody? Okay. All right. Thank you all very much. I appreciate your work on this. I appreciate you coming to court today to support the ADKT as well, and we look forward to it going into effect. Thank you.